Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I'm sorry about this afternoon.
Please, everyone be quiet.
Afternoons on the Score.
Jason Benetti will join us at 4:30. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. Quick postscript to the Marcus Stroman conversation. No comp pick attached to him. Thanks to James Fox for pointing that out. He's already had a qualifying option attached to him, offered to him before, so it can't happen again. So it's either extend him or trade him. That's how this is going to work for Marcus Stroman likely this year. So if you decide to not extend him but keep him, you are running the risk of losing him for nothing. And that's not what good organizations do. So I like to believe that the Cubs are a good organization still at their core, even if the results on the field have been vastly disappointing. So I will assume some movement one way or another on Stroman by the deadline.
That probably spells the end for Kyle Hendricks. If they were to keep Stroman or extend Stroman, you've got Tyone who you're paying as well. I'd be surprised if they pay three starters. I mean, unless Hendricks shows himself to be
big
remarkable.
Big hometown
discount. Yeah. Starting, and if he's great starting tonight and onward. But it'd be tough for me to perceive of that. But we'll see.
All right, so you did your, 12th inning of big league regular season ball?
My 12th inning of big league regular season ball stretched out over 12 games over three seasons, which is a very normal way to get into any line of work, I think, in your 50s, to get into play-by-play. So, yeah, that was Sunday, and the fifth inning was freaking bananas in that one. Drew Smyly did not last very long. And in that inning, I had multiple relievers that were coming in. It was about a 45-minute inning.
Awesome.
Top and bottom. So that was super fun to get some action and stuff like that, of course.
Yeah, but when things happen, you've got to document the things that happened.
I did.
Good.
There's all kinds of documentation of things that are going on. Pinch hitters and pitchers coming in. And three different people walked, including an incredible 13-pitch at-bat from Kevin Newman against Jeremiah Estrada. But before that, it was Nick Senzel who was at the plate. And he was about to walk. It really seemed like he was about to walk.
As Jeremiah Estrada tries to escape this jam with just one run. The 3-2. Sorry, that's the 2-2. My mistake, folks. Now it's 3-2.
They did have 3-2 on the scoreboard, though. I will give you that.
I'll take it. Yeah. Ron, I will take it. Now this crowd realizes it's 3-2. And here it comes. Swung on and fouled away off to the right side.
So there was a walk after that. But wow. I was like, it's 3-2. Here's a ball. Why is this person not going to first base?
I know the rules of baseball. I have my special glasses that tell me what is happening out here. Four balls, you're supposed to be on first base.
That's still the way we play, right? That's still what it is, everybody? Zach? Rich Wyatt? Coom?
During your fifth.
How about Coom having my back, though?
That's a great job.
Would Pat Hughes tell you to trust the scoreboard, or would he tell you to have the count on your notebook?
It's a good question, because the scoreboard is always right over there.
Well, apparently not.
Except right there.
Yeah.
But I can't blame it. That's on me.
I think it's sabotage.
No, it's my job. I got to know.
How funny would that be if there was like a conspiracy
to
mess with me?
The Wrigley scoreboard operator
knows. Probably Pat.
Interesting.
I bet it's Hall of Famer Pat Hughes.
Pat's doing TV.
Shane going out of his way to badmouth Pat Hughes.
I would never. He's the sweetest man on the planet.
So that's
interesting.
I've introduced
myself to him 10 times.
Pat's doing TV, but
he's been very kind every time. Right?
He just wants to make sure that there's no potential Wally Pipp situation. So he tells the scoreboard operator during the fifth inning and the fifth inning only when Speaks is in to mess with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
sabotage him.
That's what it seems like to me.
I mean, until we find out otherwise, I think
all
that's...
I have to say is, ay caramba.
I think that's got to be what happened there.
I don't think he's got to worry about that.
I don't think he's got to worry about it either.
I mean, a boy could dream, but
sure,
you know.
Oh, wow. So now you're saying that you want to push Pat Hughes out.
Whoa!
Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not what I said.
I think it sounds like what he said.
And he's going to be dead.
I think you're
not. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not, Tyler.
No, no matter how many times Shane has to introduce himself to him. No
he's
way.
He's not going
to
be dead,
he's
Tyler.
He's not going to. How dare you?
All right.
Man just
all
celebrated right. his 68th birthday and looks great.
And he will retire whenever he damn well pleases.
Whenever he wants.
And he's going into Cooperstown this year.
Yeah, Zach Zaidman's way in front of me anyway.
Well, yeah, but keep having some 45-minute innings. That's a lot of resume tape to put together.
Yeah,
that's a lot. You know, you don't get a lot of those anymore on the age of the pitch clock. So 45-minute innings, you'll start catching up.
Oh, what an opportunity!
And Buck is retired from baseball, so a couple more innings like that, and you'll catch him in terms of number of games broadcast.
He's done 24 World Series. Mm-hmm. I just have to get my first one very soon and live and broadcast 24 more years.
Live a long time.
I can totally catch up.
I think you can break that record.
Man, you know how good Coomer is? I learned like three different things about baseball that I didn't know just by standing behind him and working with him.
Yeah.
Some very, very intuitive stuff that man could see. There was one point, I think it was Jonathan India of the Reds, was leading off second base and thinking about maybe stealing third, because they were aggressive all weekend long. But he's like, you see, his lead is straight to third. That's when he's thinking about stealing. If he was thinking about scoring, like instead he'd widen out that lead, so he's getting ready to go to third and turn the corner.
Makes
but
sense.
But his lead is straight. Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. Next pitch, stolen base. Like immediately, just on it. And I'm like, why haven't I ever thought about that? I'm an idiot.
Angles.
Keep talking, Ron.
Yeah, that's a good analyst.
He's a smart guy.
That's a guy who sees the game.
Sees the game, reads the game, and just and gives you stuff. There's a lot to learn when you're hanging around that guy.
It's that stuff. That's the value of it.
Yep.
Right. Like
of the miles done.
We are broadcasters, right? You can do it. I can fill in on marquee post game or whatever, right? We are trained broadcasters who can speak into microphones, hopefully be entertaining, execute a tease and a question and a highlight package or whatever. But that dude played.
Knowing that stuff, knowing what you're watching.
We spent our 10,000 hours broadcasting. He spent his 10,000 hours playing and then transitions to broadcasting. Still can be a great broadcaster, but it's that those little nuances that you get from playing the game.
Yeah,
that's why that role is so valuable.
Absolutely. Totally special.
We'll talk to Jason Benetti at 4:30. Another guy with just a couple more innings of big league play-by-play experience
just
and speaks. But we try to quantify value of coaching. This isn't going to quantify it, but I wonder if anecdotally I could sell you on something. Next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.